Hello and welcome to the first general audience of Pope Francis. Pope Francis, who was selected as the head of the Catholic Church on March 13, held his first ever general audience on Wednesday. General audiences are public meetings where pilgrims and tourists have a chance of seeing and hearing the Pope speak in several languages and also receive his blessing. The general audience of March 27 was held in the open in St. Peter's Square. A scripture passage was read in several languages. An aide then greeted the Pope on behalf of the English-speaking pilgrims and presented the various groups to him.
Most Holy Father, the English-speaking visitors and pilgrims are happy to have this occasion to express to you their sentiments of respect and esteem. And to assure you of their prayers for your ministry as the successor of Peter. Among those present today, in addition to individuals and families, are the following groups. From various countries, participants in the 46th UNIV Congress entitled Reality Check. From England, students and teachers from St. Thomas More Catholic Comprehensive School, London. From Ireland, students and staff from St. Louis Comprehensive College, Belfast. From the Philippines, pilgrims from the University of Asia and the Pacific, Pasig City. From the United States of America, pilgrims from the Archdiocese of Chicago, Illinois. Pilgrims from St. Mary's Parish, Littleton, Colorado. The Chamber Choir of Willows Academy, Des Plaines, Illinois. Membership of Conquest Catholic Leadership Program, Washington, D.C.
Pope Francis then delivered his discourse in Italian for the English-speaking people.
Fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno. Sono lieto di accogliervi in questa mia prima udienza generale.
An aide then translated Pope Francis's discourse into English.
There now follows a summary in English of the Holy Father's catechesis for this audience. Dear brothers and sisters, on Palm Sunday we began Holy Week, the heart of the liturgical year, when we commemorate the great events that express most powerfully God's loving plan for all men and women. Jesus enters Jerusalem in order to give himself completely. He gives us his body and his blood, and he promises to remain with us always. He freely hands himself over to death in obedience to the Father's will, and in this way shows how much he loves us. We are called to follow in his footsteps. Holy Week challenges us to step outside ourselves so as to attend to the needs of others, those who long for a sympathetic ear, those in need of comfort or help. We should not simply remain in our own secure world, that of the 99 sheep who never strayed from the fold, but we should go out with Christ in search of the one lost sheep, however far it may have wandered. Holy Week is not so much a time of sorrow, but rather a time to enter into Christ's way of thinking and acting. It is a time of grace given us by the Lord so that we can move beyond a dull or mechanical way of living our faith and instead open the doors of our hearts, our lives, our parishes, our movements or associations, going out in search of others so as to bring them the light and the joy of our faith in Christ.
Pope Francis also spoke to other groups in the languages and concluded Wednesday's general audience with his blessing.
Vi benedica Dio onnipotente, il Padre, il Figlio e lo Spirito Santo.
Amen.